Hiya, welcome to Vibes with QB, and you know that is your host, DQB. So today I'm very excited, happy, thrilled, elated, like just put all the synonyms of happy together. That's exactly what I am. I finished the dress I was sewing. Okay, yeah, so some of you is like, is that such a reason to be happy? But yeah, it is, because that dress frustrated me. I gave up on the dress. I lost hope in that dress. Oh God, I threw it away. But then I picked away the castone. Wait, what did they say? The castaway. I picked away the castaway and made it the cornerstone. Okay, but for you, that dress was really nice. I've improved on my sewing. For someone that didn't go to tailoring school and learn through YouTube or whatever I saw some tailors doing, I'm really doing well. I have to praise myself on that one. Like, the dress was really nice, although I abandoned it at some point because, you know, when you think you are not making a mistake in something, so you are doing it with so much joy, enthusiasm, then when you are done, you're like, what the fuck? That's how it was. The confidence with which I used to test on that dress after doing errant rubbish is the same speed that I used to remove it, because what? I was just like, chiselate under, I don't see it too. If not, they'll just seize my sewing machine, because that thing was big, it was out of shape. It was just, I was just like, Jesus, did I waste material? Because I know how I got that money in this time. I know that I got that money to go and buy that material. Okay, no, it's not like I did anything stressful. I just asked my dad. But for real, that and now, the dress was too bad. But you should see it now. I swear, if you see that dress now, eh? And I know they want you. If you see that dress, oh my goodness. I'm looking for more there. It's only more there that remain. I'm looking for more there. Oh, that dress. Oh, I finished work. I don't know what I'm saying, but yeah, finish. Okay, so today we have someone in the house, someone special. And it's going to take us on being stylish. Because I know many of you have clothes, but you don't have outfits. That's the problem. You just go around wearing rubbish. You wear red, you wear yellow. Most of you, I don't know what started this new trend of wearing yellow and blue. What's your problem? Yellow and blue. Don't you have a mirror? Yellow and blue. Then they started making wedding colors. Making multiple... calm down. Calm down. What's that? But anyway, let me not rant too much. We have someone in the house and here he comes taking us on being stylish. So take a note, take a pen, and jot things down.
Hi, I'm BGO One Time, and welcome to Being Stylish. Talk about being stylish. The most crucial thing you need is your confidence. As we know, fashion is a medium of self-expression. Your outfit expresses your personality. So you have to rock with your full confidence. Even if it's a bad outfit, with your confidence intact, they'll gladly admire you. Sometimes you just want to look simple or casual, sometimes attractive, sometimes smart, sometimes freaky, especially when it comes to turning up. You know, comfort is something not to joke with. You have to be comfortable in your outfit. Just be wrong undergarments or underwear can wreck your day, can give you a hard time, can make you feel uncomfortable in your outfit, even though it's a good outfit. So you have to make sure you're selecting the right undergarment. You have to know your body shape, so you don't buy clothes that don't fit you, or clothes that don't suit you, clothes that make you feel less comfortable. So when you're shopping or buying, you have to be realistic and honest with yourself. Make an effort to discover new brands and designers. You know, it helps to get more creative with your styles. You know, just try something new. There's no harm in trying something new. It's very important that you know your wardrobe inside out, so you spend less time when you're selecting your outfit. You have to be very strategic with your styles. You have to be really strategic. You have to know what you want. And in order to achieve this, you have to plan ahead. Don't just go for a clothes because the deal is good or there's a discount. No, if it doesn't suit you or you're doubting, just don't go for it. so that your confidence and your elegance will remain, so that your confidence and your elegance will remain intact, fully intact. Keep it fresh and simple. Don't overdress. When I say don't overdress, I'm not saying you shouldn't show your swag or you shouldn't slay. I'm simply saying that you should dress according to the occasion. Wear an outfit that is appropriate for the occasion. Don't forget to keep your hair on fleek. Your hair has to complement your outfit. Everything guys work together, you know, hand in hand. For women, makeup should be minimal, fresh, simple, and classic. Don't overdo. Your nails, your pedicure, and manicure should be well done. Like, should be well, you know, garnished. Don't overdo. You have to smell good too. You have to smell real good. Take your time while buying and shopping. If you're making your clothes, spend your time, spend quality time to tailor your clothes to fit your body shape. You have to act like you don't care. That's pointing back to confidence. No, your confidence will keep you on top of your game. Work gracefully. And just again, wear at least one accessory. Talk about jewelry, sleek watches, art, sunglasses. You know, they enhance stylish look. Colors are very important too. Avoid flashy colors. Don't wear too many colors. Choose neutral and bold colors. Don't come and be looking like I want more color, yeah. So consider the weather when you're dressing. You have to consider the weather so it doesn't mess up your comfort. So consider your activities for the day ahead. If you are going to be having an hectic day, you might want to go for a free outfit, an outfit that is free. Try a capsule wardrobe. You know what a capsule wardrobe is? It's a closet that is full of items that can be mixed and matched with ease. Jeans and jackets fit into this category. You can rock them countless times. You know, always keep a fashion emergency kit handy. Safety pin, you know, something like safety pin. You can never tell. There could be a little glitch anytime. So make sure you keep your closet organized. Keep your signature style. Keep your style unique. Keep your choices unique. Let your outfit speak on your behalf. Let your outfit speak for you. Wear proper shoes. Don't wear too tight or oversized shoes or sneakers. Your comfort is at stake. Lastly, never forget to wear a smile. My name is BG One Time.
Thank you. And I hope you all had a wonderful time listening to that, because I know I did. Like, see, this life now packaging. We all know that. So package yourself. Raise your shoulder. Raise the shoulder. Wear the cloth. Don't let the cloth wear you. Some of you still go out wearing orange and green. Orange and green. Look at, does the name even sound nice? Orange and green. Like, you just combine them and you start walking on the road. Broad daylight like this. Your case, eh? Please replay this podcast if you are in that category, please. But anyway, I hope we learned something today, because this is the part where I tell you to follow my Twitter page at @thee_qbv. Leave a DM, follow, comment, retweet, whatever it is you want. Don't forget to share. Thank you.